Hi everybody. I haven't seen a lot some of you for several months. It's been out on medical leave. And I'm
March was the last time you were here.
Yeah, partial, yeah. And I'm still on medical leave.
You've been here once since then.
I'm still on medical leave, but I'm getting stronger. So things are going up, progressing nicely.
Good to hear.
Slow process, long process, but I'm getting there. My hair is growing back, so that's a good sign. Yep. And I'd like to meet our new members here. Your name, please?
Maria.
Maria, hi Maria, nice to meet you, glad you're here.
Nice to meet you.
And we've met, Shannon?
Yeah, I think we met in March.
So the last meeting I was here. Well, nice meeting you again.
The next to last meeting that we were here.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh.
Last month was the first time we met since then.
Oh.
We have not done much without you.
Oh.
Couldn't get a quorum.
Oh, I'll try to be more here. And Roland, hi, nice to see you. I don't think you were here the last.
I think I was on the road once, and then once I can't remember. I was on the road for one of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. Oh, anyway, nice to see everybody. Approval of the minutes. Everybody get a chance to read the minutes? Any comments, changes?
I move we accept the minutes as mailed.
Second.
All approve, say aye.
Aye.
All oppose? Okay. Any interested citizens? I don't see any. Okay. Projects, oral history. We need to assign that project.
Right now, I think we have people that have volunteered for everything else, so maybe when our new people come on, they would be interested. It is one of the bigger projects that requires a lot more time and commitment. So it's hard to find somebody to fill that.
All right. Well, we'll just table that one until our next meeting to see and talk about it. Maybe when our new member joins us, we can then all discuss it. So for those of you who know what it is, kind of get some ideas what we can talk about. Maybe more than one person helping out. Maybe make it in a combined instead of one person. Kind of get some ideas, some fresh blood in it, see if we can get it up and running again. Cavalry remount, Sherry.
Yes, I am scheduled to meet with Miss Kylie in November. We have been playing phone tag this last week. But I'm scheduled as of sometime in November to meet with her. She's with the Willamette Heritage Center, by the way, for you, Miss Jill. And she has a little bit of information and she does want to get involved.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Miss Kylie is her name, and she's with the Willamette Heritage Center.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Well, hopefully you'll...
Bonnie, may I ask a quick... I think I forgot, but what exactly is a cavalry remount station? Help me, I forgot. I was told before.
So I'm not exactly sure. Oh. I have been seeking out my information and trying to get in touch with people that might know what was going on. The person that last spoke of it was Jerry McGee. So I'm just trying to get more information, and her and I are going to meet and sit down and see if we can figure something out.
For those of you that don't know, Jerry McGee was not only a brilliant historian of Kaiser, and I don't, you probably say better, Debbie, probably that could, but
he was Mr.
I suspect
Kaiser.
That something is written about that somewhere. So if
that's,
we have his, if
I've got
his books,
I just
not
unpacked
one of his books. It's in his notes.
Well, exactly.
Really, I'm serious. He's
yeah,
amazing.
I just unpacked a couple of books from Anne Lout, the Looking Back book, and then I did happen to buy Mr. McGee's books when they were out here on sale.
Okay.
So hopefully soon I'll find something, but right now I don't know a darn thing.
Sounds intriguing.
Right? Informational.
Maybe Sherry, you can look that up, get us some history information.
Well, I did look it up, and there really isn't anything.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you hit Google search, there is nothing.
Nothing on,
no.
On what they, what a Calvary Remount Station
no,
was?
No, nothing, especially to this, dedicated to this area.
Okay.
There is information out there,
oh, okay.
But not dedicated to this area.
Was it an area, was it a facility that provided horse rejuvenated horses for the Calvary when they
that's
were doing
kind of what I was hoping,
okay.
But
by definition, that's what it
yeah,
is. They provide mules, horses.
Yeah, uh-huh, but I have no clue. So her and I were going to sit down, and she knows, she's been there for a few years now, so she's excited about
cool.
looking into this with us.
Oh, good.
Kylie,
K-Y-L-I-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look forward to hearing hopefully more information about that in our next meeting. Informational signage. Well, I haven't. All I remember is we were going to move forward on sign number one. That's about all I remember. where did we go? Did we tape?
We authorized it to go to production.
We did, okay. Did we?
I don't know what
but I don't know how long that's, it was.
Okay, I'll.
Oh, that, no, yeah. That's not the.
The
that's
one for the school.
No, that's,
oh, that's
the
not
church.
This one?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, we, didn't we
this
do it in March?
This is for the school.
Oh, Kaiser Station, yeah, that one we haven't.
No, the one for the school that
yeah.
we were going to
mm-hmm.
put
and
up on the side
Coast.
Of the building.
Yeah.
Trying to put one down at Coast Farm, down here at the old Roths, and then one on the school.
And we were working on the one at the school first.
Right, exactly.
And I thought we had agreed, I think there was two signs, and sign number one is the one we all voted on.
No, you're getting them mixed up.
Am
yeah.
I?
Yeah, that
yeah.
sign number one, this in our minutes, were you thinking of that in these? These are the donations.
No. I'm talking
oh,
about
okay.
the school sign, about the pictures of the school, the history of the school.
Okay.
Mm. Moved something in March at my first meeting.
Okay, I will look. I don't remember.
It was to
that.
Have them look at stuff because it,
and
wasn't,
then
our,
thought we
it
had,
wasn't our place.
Okay.
Right?
I thought
it was
we had
for
agreed
them
on
to,
one. Okay.
Yeah, for them to.
What they
exactly.
Want.
Exactly. And when we last talked to the managers of the building at Ross, they said no because they had no new person there. Now there is a new person there. I don't know if we should proceed talking to somebody there to see if they're interested in proceeding forth or not.
I think it would be the best idea would be to get it on the school building first.
Exactly.
And
right.
then you have a
reference point.
Yes,
yeah.
and they could mm-hmm. go look at it, and
right.
you could ask them. So is this was the. Was the picture, or was the sign, did it have pictures of the school building being moved and all of
no,
that?
No, the one for being moved is going to be on the one at Ross.
At the Ross
oh,
side,
okay.
yeah.
This
okay,
one is more about the history of the school.
Okay.
When
okay.
it was here, and then over here, and on the there were pictures of the kids, pictures of the old.
Oh, I do sort of remember.
Yeah.
yeah all prior, so that one would be more for when it was there,
mm-hmm.
and that one would be from the move to here.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that was turned over to the Heritage Board for them to review?
They approved it, I
oh.
think. I'd have
I don't
to look
know.
Back at my notes. And
okay.
Yeah, I don't know if what's happened since it left us, if they've, I don't know.
Okay, I will look into and find out my notes and see if maybe I can get a hold of Tammy and see, contact Tammy. Origination of street names, Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
So I haven't had a ton of time for this. I've been mostly just kind of trying to like gather some of like the more the major street names. I mean, so far I know that Ulali, like Ulali Drive, is a Native American women's a cappella group.
Oh.
So I'm not sure how that correlated into becoming a street in Kaiser yet. But I figured that out. Obviously, Chemawa is probably related to
Chemawa.
I'm sorry, I'm not from here. related to the school and Hyacinth. That's in Kaiser, right?
Hyacinth?
Yeah.
Hyacinth turned
well.
Into Verda, which is part Verda's Kaiser, yes.
Okay. Yeah, cause
excuse me.
And I'm trying to figure out Verda because it seems like a variation on. The Spanish word for truth.
Verde, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then also, when I looked it up, it said something about being related to faith and springtime.
Okay.
So. So I'm working on it.
Great.
You're welcome.
And then just out of curiosity, what are we going to do with all this information that she finds? Are we going to?
We'll probably, if we get enough information, because I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of smaller streets in neighborhoods that have names, or like Cummings, Orchid, those would be named after people mm-hmm. that were well known in Kaiser's history.
Right.
And so once we get all that, as much information as we can, I think we could make a book or a booklet, like we have our points of interest brochure and our trees brochure, and we post it on the website as well. So it's an informational kind of thing, not necessarily signs. I don't think that we would want to put a bunch of signs all around, but I think that just having that information available for people who have an interest in that would be good.
Okay. I didn't know if we'd ever discussed what we were going to do with the information once we got it. We were just interested in how did we get all our names. Mm-hmm. Do we ever look up Lock Haven?
I was working on that one. That one I was kind of struggling with.
I was curious to know where Lock Haven came from.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm usually if you look up Lock Haven, it kind of takes you to, I think it's Pennsylvania. It's a town in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Could be a transplant.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Facebook page. I haven't really been doing anything. Bob has been kind enough to be updating the Facebook page. So, Bob, maybe you can tell us what's been going on.
Not a whole lot, really. I did notice that we actually got several hits on today's meeting that was posted there.
Did you have a sign, by the way, out there? As I was riding passenger in a car, my driver said, oh, did you know that the Kaiser Points of Interest meets tonight?
Good.
When I looked earlier, it said we had 47 people that we had that had seen that post.
Good. Oh, good. So I will, now that I'm feeling better, I can take it back, Bob, unless you want to do it.
I'll let you have it back, and I'll continue to kind of watch from the side and maybe
fine.
Put anything in there I think needs to go on there that didn't go on there.
Yeah, because I'll add the meeting minutes and stuff from last month and this month. And
Yeah,
awesome.
I just did that.
I'm glad to see people.
All I did was that meeting summary after the meeting last time. After you asked, well, what happened?
Are we planning to expand into any other kind of like social medias?
If somebody wants to take it on, it might work. I kind of think, like, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, Twitter is something that a lot of people use, I think even more so than Facebook sometimes.
I don't know how Twitter would work for this. I think Instagram would be more.
Instagram would be nice.
Pictures.
Yeah.
We could just post different, you know, pictures of points of interest around town.
Uh-huh. And we'd have to get up to making a lot more.
Yeah.
More work.
So we'd have something to take a picture of.
I don't know anything about Twitter or how it works, so I wouldn't have any idea.
Yeah. I have an Instagram account. But I have not ever posted anything to it. I just look at other people's pictures.
Yeah. Oh, I use Instagram. So,
right.
That might be interesting to try.
Yeah, if somebody wants to take that on, I think that would probably be okay. There's the issue of public record and committees having their accounts like we do. And you know, archiving those records, mm-hmm. but we have asked legal department about that years ago when we first started our Facebook account, and nothing really. There has not been any policy or anything for committees that's been developed. So I guess until there is, I would say we can probably go ahead. The thing you have to be careful of, when you're posting stuff that's like our minutes and that sort of thing, it's not a problem because basically that's on our website as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just gets it out. So, but if there was ever any kind of a contentious conversation going on, it would be something that the committee as a whole would need to avoid that, mm-hmm. and just direct them to my email if they have something they want to, you know, talk that way. As long as y'all do that, I think it would probably be okay.
Or we just don't put minutes out at all. We just put pictures.
Well, the minutes are
Instagram
on the website.
Yeah, that's not a word for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody's got to be on it. One of the things about social media. if I may, Chairman. I think that you have to be kind of, to get it going, you have to kind of keep on it, you know, sort of. I don't have a Twitter account. My daughter's been telling me for 10 years or 8 years, and I just can't. Facebook is plenty for me, and it works if you keep it consistent, you know. Instagram's a cool thing because, you know, it's ongoing, but it does take a little, you know, bit of attention, because once you get somebody looking, if you want them to draw people, you got to kind of keep it going, sort of, you know, I think. Am I wrong on that?
No.
Maria, would you start up one for the committee?
Sure. I think I could give that a shot.
Jill, did you have to do anything special with the city or anything when you did yours, or you just did it?
I just signed up.
Okay.
I just, yeah. Well, I'm just, mine's a personal account, so I didn't have to do anything except sign on. Like you do Facebook.
Yeah. But you can make one up. I mean, you know, but I think that it's be important to share your password and everything, or, yeah, you know, do the admin stuff like you do.
Admin.
I don't know that much about it myself either.
Yeah, I think we would just have to share all the login information.
Okay.
And if you have to have an admin, you know, person, like more than one person on it, maybe find out.
We'd all have to be on it and have access to it.
Yeah, we put us all on it so that way, if you're out sick or something, someone else would go in and fill in while you're out.
Yeah.
You know, that
you
kind
have,
of thing.
Do you have everybody's email?
I
roster? Did I ever send you a roster?
I'm not sure. I can look
I'll
that up really
one.
Quickly.
Well, I'll send you one.
Okay.
Another one just in case. We'll have a new member on next month anyway. I'll send it out to everybody. But I won't send it till after the council meeting.
After they get the blessing.
Right, yeah.
Don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks, Maria. That'll be fun to watch, to see that start getting our information out there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Willamette University, Shannon.
So I've only done a little bit on this so far. There's a whole bunch of information once the building started on the other side of town, but not a whole lot on this side. I got some help from some librarians at the Salem Library like 2 weeks ago. It's just taken a while to get through the 100-year-old books. To find useful things. So it's getting there. It's just taken a while for me to find anything.
So we did have something here in Kaiser area.
I'm pretty sure. Because it sounds like it started with the Mission School that was kind of up River Road a ways. And then there may have been some building in Kaiser. There's some books that are pretty definite that it was in Kaiser. There's other ones that just describe it as 3 miles north of Salem.
I said it was on Cherry Avenue.
Yeah, and there's some that say it's in a different place, so I'm not real sure exactly which one to trust yet.
Well, I think the only one they can agree on for sure is the one that used to be out at the park.
Yeah.
If they say 3 miles north of Salem, that's because Kaiser wasn't Kaiser yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Which that's going to make it a little more difficult
right.
to find anything.
And which part of Salem are they talking about,
right.
3 miles north of?
Yes.
I'm also going to try sometime soon. I took a tour for work of the archives, and they were showing us some old maps, and they had some from right about the time where that should have been happening. So I'm hoping if I can check in with them, I can see if they actually have maps that have something on there that I can get some sort of copy of. I don't know if they can copy those huge maps, but I figure there's someone smart enough there to figure it out.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be fun, yeah.
That particular one, if we figure out a location and get some information on it, I think that would be the sort of place we could put a sign,
mm-hmm.
an informational sign like we have.
I know it's the oldest university west of Mississippi.
It's when it started getting called Willamette University was right around the turn of the century in the 1900s. But before that, it was Oregon.
Yeah.
Now I'm blanking. It was Oregon some technical university or something like that. And before that, it was the Mission School. So it's slowly changed into different things.
Give me a year when first started with the Mission School. Is that early 1800s?
Mid-1800s.
Okay. Wow. Because the interesting thing I've found over the years, and I was explaining this to my granddaughter, communities, when they grow, you know, when you see a cemetery in the middle of a team, mm-hmm. of a city,
yeah.
that used to be out of town.
That's where the edge was.
That used to be out. That used to be way out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you look at cities, now they grow. So when they say north of Salem, that could be even, you know, over on Liberty.
Yeah.
Way down, in the 1700s, you know. So that's one thing to keep in mind. I always remember that.
What year did you say it was started being called Willamette University?
I'm trying to remember correctly from the last time I read the book, because it's been a few days, but I want to say it was right around the beginning of the 1900s.
Okay.
That might not be completely accurate.
Okay. It's close enough.
Oh, great. That'll be fun to learn more about that. Yeah. Longitude 123. Me. Oh. We. I haven't done anything, because the last time, I think, what's her name was
we
doing it?
Somebody else on it, yes. Yeah.
And then I left.
Yeah.
So I haven't done anything on that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So supposed to talk to somebody.
We're not going to let you loaf too much longer, though, just so you know.
Okay. I was trying to remember. I was supposed to talk to somebody.
Somebody at ODOT?
No. Bill? No, not Bill Lawyer. The other one.
Somebody with streets.
Somebody with
Mike Griffith?
Well, I'll know the name if I hear it.
Okay. Nate Brown?
No. Dave? Somebody. I'll have to look back at my notes.
Okay. Somebody.
Okay. Flagler Creek Watershed, Bob.
They have not moved forward any at all yet on that. So there's nothing new to report on that.
And you had the little libraries, too.
Yep, and I was at Kaiser United this past Monday, and there was an announcement of I believe it was a Eagle Scout is preparing to build and stock a brand new little library. But I did not get the location. I have to get with Meredith on that to get that again. So there's another new one coming. And Carol Dorfler is working on rebuilding hers. Mm-hmm. It was so old, it was falling apart, and most of the books were gone.
Right. Do you have, what about a map?
I have locations for everything. I have not mapped anything out yet.
Now, are they, the ones you have, are they all of Salem and Kaiser, or just Kaiser? Just Kaiser.
I have, and there's like 8 or 9 of them.
Oh, really? Now, explain to me again what these are.
They're little, usually just a box that could be under a stairwell, on a telephone pole, attached to a fence. They're in all different kinds of places, but they're most of them, if they're outdoors, have hinge doors on them. And you stock them with books for all ages. And the MO is if you take one, you're supposed to replace one. But a lot of people take and do not ever put anything back in. So the big thing you hear most of the time is that people stock it, and within a few days, the books are all gone. So they're popular, just people aren't putting books back in them.
So is this something that, if you have the addresses, that we could incorporate already to our points of interest map?
That's what I was thinking we could do.
And then it's killing... Excuse
right.
me, wrong words. It's taking care of two birds with one stone.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It just
annihilating
seems,
two
right?
birds.
Yeah, it just seems, you know, more practical.
So, Bob, if you can get me a list of the addresses.
Yeah, I was looking for those before I came,
okay.
but I ran out of time.
Well, and you can just email them to me, and that way maybe I can
somewhere.
Find them on that map, and I can maybe put a little book logo or something there, and that way that will be included in our points of interest.
And also, think about ways that we can get people to replace a book with one that they take.
That's what a lot of the people that are operating these things are trying to come up with. How do you encourage them to
I think maybe something
restock.
Said on our Facebook page would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, is that Instagram page might come in handy. Just take a picture of where it's at and be like, hey,
here's
help
the
out.
Address. Now, come and take some books, but be sure and replace them.
Right.
Do we have any available right now? I mean, I could put some in the minutes in right now on the Facebook page, or not.
I don't have any of the information with me right now, but I know there's one at Carol Dorfler's house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as soon as you get one or two up, let me know. I'll start posting it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it would be good, too, if the neighborhood associations got this information.
Yeah. That's where I got a lot of the stuff that I got was from the different neighborhood associations.
Are these only kids' books?
No.
It's at all ages.
Oh, wow.
They originally started as little kids' books so that kids in the neighborhood would have something that they could read without having to go someplace. So.
There you go. So find one of those places and fill it up with your books.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of them down in Salem, too.
Yeah, there are around all around. It's a great idea.
It's hard for me to let books go.
Is
it the only nerd?
No.
No.
We've got thousands.
Shelves
full.
We've got tons
of them, too.
We have two houses.
Right at you. Okay, there we go. That's good because, yeah, no, I was adamant about my kids reading as they were growing up.
Since I've lost all my brothers, I think I've decided to downsize.
Email list to Debbie.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Other business.
The pamphlets, Miss Debbie, that you gave me, I dispersed them. The Quality Inn was very welcoming of having them. They even placed them in the rack that they shouldn't place them in. You have to actually pay to have them.
Oh.
Your stuff in there, and they instantly just move somebody's stuff out and put those in. Holiday Inn whatsoever was not receptive at all, and they probably just went into the round file as soon as I walked out the door.
So Quality Inn liked them, but not Holiday.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. They actually said they've been seeking out that type of information.
Wow.
Holiday is over there on
I see our rack back there got moved onto the back counter. It used to be up closer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of cool that they were very excited about it. So, and I gave them your information, so if they needed more, to email you, and then you could just let one of us know, or me, or whatever, and we can drop more off.
Yep.
Thank you.
I do have something. I heard at the last meeting you guys approved the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if I may,
yes.
I checked with Bill Lawyer yesterday to see what the status was. He said they have met with the people at the church and figured out exactly where it's going to go, and they're going to install it on Monday.
Woo-hoo.
When they get it installed, I'm going to go take a picture, and I will email it to everybody.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
First thing to put on Instagram.
And it is going to go on a round pole with a
four by four. That's a square one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact,
here. Well, the pole was supposed to be round and 4 feet.
This is what it is.
Oh, wow.
And I can, they made, because they were small, it was $35, so they made me a whole bunch of, several of these. These are peel and stick. So they go, they'll if something happens to the one, the piece of metal.
You have another one to replace it.
It will, we can just peel it up and put that on. So I want these back. I'm saving them.
Actual corner of the land claim is in the intersection.
That one is already.
Yeah, please.
So the one that they gave me that
getting
installed is mounted on a piece of metal
up there.
But the ones I just passed out to everybody else are just, they would peel off and put on that piece of metal if this one peeled off or something. I did ask because I was concerned. No, you can't.
I want one.
No, you can't have one. Those are.
For $35, you can
have
that one.
Yes, for
$35.
So, I was concerned that the sun and all and the weather might make the edges peel, and they said, no, they'll hold up really well, but they said since it's so small, we hate charging $35 for that one little one, so they made me some extra ones.
Okay.
Cool. There, you want to take a picture of it?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah? So here, you want to put it?
Nope. It's over this way more than light.
It's coming from everywhere.
Oh, boy, it does it real bad with your phone. I see, yeah. Let me see if I can do.
Yeah, wait a minute. There. It's a little high, but I can. And then I can, yep, that's perfect. That'll work.
Good.
And I see you did not use the years on it. You decided not to add the years that the donation land claim was made.
Well, because nobody wanted to research to make sure we had the date right. We didn't want the wrong date on there, so we thought better
to
have
no date. It was just easier not to have it.
But the information is at the Kaiser.
There, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh, and that's listed on that sign.
Awesome. Yay, I'm so glad. Thank you for doing that, finishing that for me. I'm sure the church will be happy. Any other business? Council liaison, Roland.
Well, you know, first of all, welcome back, like I said earlier. I'm glad to see you here, and I'm sure we all are. Council, we didn't have a whole bunch going on. We did have a presentation from Travel Salem, which, you know, the impact of the tourism in Salem area is huge, a lot more than you would think. And I can't remember all the numbers, but I'll tell you what, coming in June, we're going to have the trials in Eugene, and it's going to impact economically in the millions of dollars, even in Salem and Kaiser, in terms of, you know, tourists, people spending dollars from all over the world. And they also have, you know, there's a young lady from Sasha Atwood, who's one of the head hunters of the Oregon track. She lives right here in Kaiser, and she was telling me the other day that they're going to have more events now than they've ever had this year, 2020. Not only that one, you know, the Hayward, you know, since they're remodeled. And that impacts, because Eugene cannot hold all the people that come from all over the world to these tryouts and competitions. So it's going to affect Kaiser, and that's kind of an interesting presentation. As far as the future holds, that's what we're looking for, you know, those big dollars for our community. That was the biggest thing I got out of that. Now, we were going to have a work session this Monday, but I went over and looked at some of the old, those of you that were here in 96, talk about the things of interest. Whoever was in 96 here, we had the great flood of 96, which was I was going to do an emergency management and some of the training that I got in Long Beach when I was there. By the way, I got a scholarship to go. The city didn't pay anything. They paid for everything. So I went down there and got some training, and most of it was on, you know, Katrina and some of the stuff. And I started thinking, what are the things that we in Kaiser most likely to have for disaster? And I got met with Bill and saw some of the footage of the flood that actually I took actually that footage in 96 because I was working at the public.
Yeah, you were here then.
And I thought, this is it. We got to show this and talk about more localize it instead of, you know, I could have said, you know, we haven't had a drill in Kaiser and so, which we haven't. And I'm not putting down our program. Most cities are not up to par with. Now, in California, you're required to because of all the tragedies from fires to earthquakes and so forth. But as far as Kaiser goes, I start thinking, you know, what really affects us? And I thought we'd put together something. I would put together something about and actually show the actual flood. So a lot of the people on the council aren't aware of it. And I started looking at it. I was fascinated by it. I can't believe what we went through. We're here. And I was up in water up here, and actually we took. I was rescuing dogs. You know, half of our town was shut down.
Yeah, I mean, well, most people think it was way over close to the river, and it almost got up to River Road.
Some of the training I got was things like. I still remember Rafael, or street, the main street. Mm-hmm. It was car to car. I mean, you couldn't even move, and we had very poor planning. I was gonna say, instead of having that. I want to learn from that and go forward and show some of the things we did wrong, and then we'll take the time to put something better together that affects Kaiser, and show some of the things that we didn't do right. We kind of just, you know, the city are like, as a city leader, I consider councilors leaders, which we kind of are, and we aren't supposed to be totally involved, which we're the ones, the decision makers from budget and stuff like that. We did a lot of things wrong, but we were learning, and we want to prosper from there. Anyway, that's enough on my deal on that. We had a Hall of Fame.
Also be added to that?
Good.
Shouldn't earthquakes also be added?
Because, oh, yeah, earthquakes. We thought about the big three of floods, weather issues, earthquakes, and the, you know, the big Cascadia, you know, and within 50 years and all that.
Right.
And it was unique because they asked about what's the biggest disaster in your area. And I was the only one that could say volcano, you know.
Oh, that too, yeah.
My brother worked for the science department at that time, and he kept the sign that said volcano ahead, you know. He's actually made them for the whole state, and now we still have it, so it's kind of cool.
I still have a stretched bottle from.
Oh, really? Anyway, that was our biggest two, but anyway, as far as the disasters go, I'm going to try to make it more localized to see something that would affect us. And like I say, weather, flood, and you know, earthquake would probably be something like that.
The reason I say earthquake is because that's the only thing. We lived up top here. We did have family in Juanita, but we were up top of the school. So we didn't get flood, but when we had the quake, a piece of our roof actually felt not real big. Well, but
I was old enough to be here at the Columbus Day storm. You guys weren't around probably then.
I was around.
Were you born?
I wasn't here, but I was around. I was down in Southern Oregon.
We had 80 chickens. Yeah. We had 80 chickens in the farm in Woodburn, and They were all gone. Talk about bad planning.
Yeah, the main,
we didn't eat eggs for a long time.
Probably the main thing we need to look at as a city for that is just we don't have an evacuation plan in place.
Well, see, we have to, that's what we and Bill talked about. We have to get together with CERT, all our community partners. I mean, some of the stuff I learned was incredible. I mean, like, you don't think about, we didn't think about the vulnerable people, like the homeless and, you know, what to do with get the people out. We have a nursing home over there now. We have, you know, we I think everything from our pets, which I was rescuing pets in 96 back and forth from McNary and water just high, you know, and you know, things I start thinking about it, I go, this is what we have to do. We have to do something that affects us that, you know, anyway, I'll get off my horse on that. We had the Hall of Fame last week for McNary, and we inducted our 2001 football team, Luke Atwood, Coach Tom Smythe, and Nikki Hayhurst, which one of my favorites. She was a young lady that I had the honor of being around with. She's an amazing girl. Anyway, so that was the other thing that happened. And also, the last thing was, I want to tell you about a little bit about another thing. I'm part of Beacons, which we are an organization that helps try to help offset costs for athletes in six high schools in Salem. Our goal is someday any kid in high school can participate in sports. If they can't afford it, we'll take care of it. Anyway, that's kind of our goal. So we have banquets, and we honor community members of our schools. Kaisers, McNary, our schools are this year going to be honored, or a couple that have contributed a lot to our community, not only in sports and everything. Bob and Pam Zielinski, and then Gib Gilmore, the legend Gib Gilmore, who I had the honor of coaching with 12 years. I'll tell you what, they don't make men like Gib Gilmore anymore. And then Ted and Agnes, who passed away this year, was a huge contributor to our, you know, people don't know this, but he's put literally millions of dollars into our, that turf out there. A big hundreds of thousands of dollars came out of his, so, you know, just so you know. Anyway, so we're going to honor these guys, and that's pretty much all we did. I like to talk about the McNary and Kaiser stuff because that's our connection, and so that's pretty much it. Coming up is nominations for the First Citizen Bank, which will be in January, and that's all I have.
Nominations are actually already open.
Oh, yeah, they're open now, yeah. What do you want to nominate for all the categories? Go on the site and tells you all about it. Have you ever been to one of those? You've been to?
Oh, yeah.
They're a lot of fun. They're cool. It's kind of embarrassing because they
go with Marge Bowder all the time.
They take up all the guys up there like the Heisman Trophy. You know, yeah. You can go up there. That's kind of cool. Anyway, that's all I got. And thank you guys for showing up today. And Maria, thank you for those great ideas you had today. That's very good stuff for us. That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other business before we adjourn?
Yes, December 5th.
December 5th meeting.
Mm-hmm. I also have a meeting that night with my neighborhood association, which starts at 6:30. So as long as we're done by 6:30, I can be in two places at once. Basically.
Okay.
So what you're saying is keep it short.
Keep it short. Yeah.
Short. Okay.
Yeah.
Be pithy. Be prepared.
I don't know how we're going to do that. It's a two-month-long meeting.
I know, right?
You know, before we adjourn, can I ask something? And this sounds kind of crazy, but when listening to Maria and listening to you guys about the streets and stuff, does anybody, and maybe you do have something like this, but wouldn't it be kind of cool to have like a book about history, like the streets, a points of interest book that says the streets of Kaiser, the name, how you know, little section on subdivisions or stuff like that, you know? Not so much.
Like there is the history book about
kind
Kaiser.
Kaiser, you know, not a who's who, but, you know, what's what. Sort of
what's what? Where's
maybe
where?
Maybe you can drop it, interesting divide it by sections of Kaiser, you know.
Yeah, interesting things of Kaiser.
You know, different areas of sections like Cummings and McNary and, you know, all over on this side of River Road and right. All the different areas. I'm not something to think about.
Upstairs area, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff. When I was working for the city, there was a guy I met over, I'll never forget this guy, the most incredible person. He'd been on Johnny Carson like 10 times. He lived right here in Kaiser. He's not alive anymore, but he showed me all the articles of him on Johnny Carson. He was one of those guys that would help find missing people. I would love to have had, I go to his house now, somebody else lives there. I can't find him now. But it was in the 90s when I met him, and I was fascinated. He showed me all the articles. God, what was his name? But anyway, there's a lot of interesting stuff in Kaiser. We just got to find it. That's our job. Our mission.
Our mission.
So, with that, if there's nothing else, next meeting, December 5th. combination of November and December. And we'll have our new member, Laureen, and Laureen, there with us. And with that, we are adjourned.
It's 6:40.